roll, that explain it, that these are both together. Yes?
God's assignment of a particular lot to anyone does not hinder consent and will and choice.
Or does it? Here is, okay, let me talk about the garden. Okay, God gives some very special talent to will. Then what? Do you think that he is forced to use that talent and live with it? Or he has the choice? He could say, I have a talent in painting, but I don't like painting. I love music. He could do that. Is everybody using all the talents that is gifted? Nobody even knows. Look around you, a lot of people, if you ask them, what is the gift of God to you? Nothing. Me? I'm a poor fellow. Why? Because he has the fear that we'll ask something from him. If not, if he's sure that we'll ask nothing, then he knows everything. This is the game that we play here. Here you will say, listen, when even God is giving a special talent to this fellow, doesn't mean that she's forced to do that. Because at the end, the basis of our idea here is what? You tell me. What are we talking about here? Have you ever told you what to do? In this school of thought, we never tell you what to do. Mainly, yes, we mention what not to do because you don't know it. But we don't tell you what to do. Why? Imagine that I'm telling this lady what to do, and just imagine, for fun, she's obeying me. Okay? Yesterday I didn't like someone. She killed that fellow. Is she a killer? Who is responsible here? She doesn't have any right. She canceled. She gave all the right to me. I'm supposed to be blamed. You see, it doesn't work. The first thing, the first movement that you should do is stand up, qiyam. Remember? That's the first step of prayer in Islam. Stand up. Stand up and be responsible. Because whatever you do has a consequence and you should respond to it. If you are not free, you cannot be responsible. This is why we believe in freedom of the humanity. Because we take human being responsible. Here, very simple, he will say, listen, with giving you some gift, they are not bringing you back to the animal stuff. But you should learn to use it. How? Yes?
When he brings some trouble on an ill-fated man, he ungratefully packs off in flight. When God brings some trouble on a good-fortuned man, he always abides nearer.
Yeah, this is the difference. Let's go back to the guy that I asked him, how do you do? The first guy, I asked him, how do you do? We say, pain, problems, trouble, this and that and that and that. And he goes on and on forever. And all of that is to deny whatever metaphysics and all this. This is it. This is the nonsense that we are in it. We are animals. Let me prove it to you that humanity is an animal. It's like this. Look at it. Blah, 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 blah. So, this is what it is. When that comes, suddenly you go further away from the belief. I know the good people that when there is a trouble, they get closer. They understand the situation. They don't blame taqdir or whatever for their failure. They look around to understand, what did I do wrong? I did something wrong. I have a shortcoming, not this universe. The stupid fellow thinks that I'm here to correct the universe because it's wrong. A clever guy will understand that everything is all right except me. I'm here to correct me, to understand my weaknesses and change, because I know the tendencies inside. Yes.
In battle, the pusillanimous, from fear for their lives, have chosen the means of flight. The courageous, also from fear for their lives, have charged towards the ranks of the enemy. Rustams are borne onward by fear and pain. From fear, too, the man of infirm spirit dies within himself. Tribulation and fear for one's life are like a touchstone. Thereby the brave man is distinguished from every coward.
How about that? You brought another example. We were talking about the fearful people and the worthy of people who are brave. What is the difference between bravery and fear? There is no point to point it. It's two different fields. Here he explained it. He said, listen, in a war, the good guy is trying to go and fight. The bad guy is trying to run away. Why? Fear of that. Both they have the fear. That one has the fear of death and wants to save me. The other one has the fear of faith and understand that, no, we have to save we. I cannot save me. Right? You think about that. So this is the difference. And it will be clear, whenever the situation is there, you will understand that somebody is a coward or brave. Yes, let's go to Moses again.
How God made a revelation to Moses, on whom be peace, saying, O Moses, I, who am the exalted creator, love thee. God spoke to Moses by inspiration of the heart, saying, O chosen one, I love thee. He said, O bountiful one, what disposition is the cause of that, in order that I may augment it? He said, Thou art like a child in the presence of its mother. When she chastises it, it still lays hold of her. It does not even know that there is anyone in the world except her. It is both afflicted with headache by her and intoxicated by her.
Yeah. Okay, explanation of what he was talking about here, about the fearful and the brave and stuff like that. So look, let me explain it this way. God will talk to Moses and say, hey, I like you. What would be your reaction if God suddenly, hey, I like you? What's your reaction? You want something, you say, I like you, so give me this, because you want a lot. So, Moses will teach you. God told him, I like you. He said, why? Let me know why, so I will increase that. I know how to improve it. I want to know the reason you like me. He said, see the difference here. God said, what I like you is just what I like in babies. When they are in trouble, they go to the mama, the mother. When they're very happy, they go to the mother. I know some human beings that when they are happy, they think about hap. And when they are in trouble, they think about hap. Doesn't matter. Because The only one that we know reliable is that, is Hab. We don't know anyone else to be compared. Why? Because we sat down and we created something. This is in language. Where is this? Is this in biology? Is this in scientific blah blah? No, this is language. In language, we have created, thought about the thing which are good, the qualities. And the qualities at the end of the day was right. Because first of all, we have to know what is wrong, what is right. Okay? So we grab that meaning, which is something, rightfulness, right? Then we know that whatever you do has a consequence and you're responsible, you should answer to that. Therefore, expectancy, retribution. Then we know the best part of the animal. What is the best part of the animal? If you are a reporter and you have given a microphone, go and study and come and tell us what is the key for the success of all these animals. Millions of them, million type of them. They are living with one trick only. What is it?
Lying.
Cheating. Yes. An animal clever is the best cheater. It's like octopusy. Change my shape, change my color, change everything, because I don't want anybody to see me. The other one, it's mating game. All the males, they have feathers and blah, 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 to show off that choose me, I'm the good guy and all that. Right? Cheating and lying is, let me take you a little bit further from animals. Go a little bit further from animals even. Yeah, go in plants. What is flower? Flower is cheating. The plant will make something in a shape of the female of that insect. For the male of that insect to come sit here and make my sex possible. Flower is the sexual part of the plant. But talk about beauty. It's beautiful, isn't it? This is the complicated system. Yeah. So, we created one meaning which gives us all the best positive stuff that we understand, which is waiting for us here. This is the secret. Here, he'll say, listen, this is the secret to understand this improvement and go for it. You need some help? Okay, ask for the help, yes?
If its mother give it a slap, still it comes to its mother and clings to her. It does not seek help from anyone but her. She is all its evil and its good. Thy heart, likewise, in good or evil, never turns from me to other quarters. In thy sight, all besides me are as stones and clods, whether boys or youths or old men. Just as thee we worship in yearning entreaty, in tribulation we ask help of none but thee. This thee we worship is idiomatically for the purpose of appropriation, and that is for the purpose of negating hypocrisy. Of thee we ask help also is for the purpose of appropriation. He appropriates and restricts the asking of help, meaning we perform worship to thee alone. We have hope of help from thee alone.
Yeah. We went back to one